This is ILTA Radio, the source for legal technology practices and ideas to help your career delivered to fit your busy schedule. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.
Hi, all. This is Lakecia Barclay, and I am here today with Sterling Miller, Senior Counsel at Hildreth Graben, PLLC, and author of 10 Things You Need to Know as In-House Counsel, the blog series and the book. Hi, Sterling.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning. So today we're going to discuss legal project management. I'm super excited about this topic because it's something maybe five other people, but I'm definitely excited to learn more about applying the legal project management tools to the legal field. So let's just get started.
Sure.
Can you just give us like a general overview of what it means to apply the project management principles to legal project?
Sure. There's nothing magical to it, which is the good news. It's basically just a structured way to manage legal projects. And those projects can be anywhere from litigation to mergers to acquisitions, contracts, high volume projects where you repeat processes over and over. And it really borrows a lot from the project management principles that have been around for decades in things like construction projects or technology projects. And what you're just trying to do is lay out in a very systematic way what needs to be done, who's going to do it, when does it need to be done, and if there are changes required, you know, how are you going to make those changes and what impact will that have on the rest of the project?
So you mentioned in your response that it can apply to many different areas of the law. So that was one of my other questions, is were there any particular areas of the law that these project management principles especially worked better for?
Yes. It started when I first heard about legal project management probably a decade ago. It was in the context of mergers and acquisitions. So I think that's probably the area of the law where it's most developed. And if you do a search for legal project management or even look for books on legal project management, they tend to focus on things like mergers and acquisitions. So I would say that's probably number one. But once you're familiar with kind of the what needs to happen, you can see that any type of big litigation would easily fall under the parameters of legal project management. And probably third would be there's a process that you do a lot. So let's say you're a big technology company and maybe you have 100 patents a year or 1,000 patents a year, pick a big number. There are ways where you could use legal project management to just drive efficiencies and cost certainty in a way that will really increase the value of that work, but decrease the effort and decrease the cost.
Sounds good. So I think that one of the biggest with legal project management, and maybe why it's not adopted as widely as of yet, is it needs partner buy-in. So in discussing that, how would you, if you were trying to get partner buy-in on a firm, how would you explain to the partners how this will help the firm and clients?
Well, from the law firm context, probably the biggest selling point is that you can give the client more certainty over the cost, and you can give the client more certainty around the outcomes. And those are almost gifts when you're an in-house lawyer,
right?
And your outside lawyers can come to you and say, here's the budget, and we're not going to go over that. And if we do, we're going to eat it. I mean, that is nirvana for an in-house lawyer. But using the principles of legal project management from a law firm, once you become adept at it, you really can manage those costs, manage those numbers in a way where you don't have fear about making those promises. And that, if you're able to do things like that, that puts your firm, your law firm, at a different tier and is viewed, I would say, much more positively by your outside clients, particularly corporations and their in-house legal departments. So there's a lot of benefit there. I would say the second selling point would be it drives efficiency in terms of how are you utilizing the resources of the firm. So not only the lawyers, but also the support staff, any type of technology solutions that the firm uses. Those are all mapped out. Those are all spelled out in ways where there's certainty, or at least close to certainty, about how they're going to be used and utilized. And that allows the firm then to make other decisions about how are we going to use these lawyers? Are they off limits? Do we need to get more resources? So it helps you from a law firm standpoint, just start to be more efficient and more certain in what you're doing with the resources that you do have. So there's a lot of benefits. Downside though, is that, you know, it just takes a lot of time. It's not an easy process necessarily to begin. You have to front load a lot of the effort to make sure it's done right. But boy, once it's up and running, it can really be a thing of beauty. I guess maybe only to a lawyer that would be a thing of beauty, but it's really pretty impressive when you see it done correctly.
Yeah, I'm totally with you on that. I mean, I think, is it Safeguard who has a really big legal project management division?
I've heard of Safeguard. I've also heard Haynes and Boone tout theirs. There are probably several firms out there that I think are starting to tout, not just utilize it, but actually make it a marketing key to their marketing programs. Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure the clients love that. Anything that's more efficient maybe saves them a little money.
Yeah. It's almost like, why wouldn't you do it? Because
right.
it's just the magic words that general counsel or whoever want to hear. And if you can stand up there and say that, it's like, wow, this is why weren't we doing this earlier? That's probably what some law firms are thinking, because it's really
definitely
really is a positive thing all around.
For sure. So now, thinking about the legal project principles and applying them to the law, so that requires a focus on process thinking, you know, figuring out how to improve processes, which would be a bit of a culture shift in law firms and legal departments. So do you have any suggestions on how to shift the cultural focus onto this way of thinking?
Yeah, I think it starts with a commitment from, well, if you're in the law firm, it starts with a commitment from the executive committee, the partnership committee, the managing partner, that this is something we're going to do. And once you make that decision and you truly commit, then the second step is you have to spend some time training people on how it works, why it's important, why we need to do it, and start to get their buy-in. And I think be judicious in when the case actually warrants kind of the full press of legal project management. If it's a small contract drafting exercise with maybe only one lawyer involved in the firm, and you're dealing with one lawyer on the in-house side, you're not going to tee up a legal project management process for that. That would be, you know, bringing a bazooka to a knife fight. You just don't need to do it. But if it's a big M&A deal or a big piece of litigation, now you can start to see what the value is going to be. And it also comes down to, are we bought in and are people trained to do it correctly? And then the third step would be having your standard operating procedures written out around doing it. You don't want to ad hoc a legal project management process. So you're going to have to spend some time writing out a checklist or processes, and then have some tools that will allow you to create things like a Gantt chart, a Lacey chart. These are all documents that really allow you to track and manage complex or complicated projects. So there's some investment, there's some training, and then there's just a process element to it that you have to get your head around. And then you have to use it consistently on the projects that merit it. And if you don't, it's like a foreign language, right? If you don't speak it very often, you're gonna lose the skill. So you really have to do it as frequently as called for.
Now, is there, and I think there's a little bit of difference in these two things. Correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm not overly familiar with legal project management. But there's a difference between process improvement and just project management.
Yes. Yes. So the project management is, there are certainly elements that cross over, but you're on the project, you're primarily focused on that single effort that a lot of times it's a one-time thing, and you're trying to ensure that for that project, whatever the goals are, however you've defined success up front, however you've defined the budget parameters, however you've defined, you know, the team that's going to be working on things. And then most importantly, afterwards, the post-mortem, which is sounds gruesome, but really it's probably the most beneficial part of the project management part, which is, okay, what went right and what went wrong and what can we do better the next time? From a, you're more looking at more repeatable processes for things that happen more frequently. Say, how do we draft contracts? It doesn't really necessarily matter that it's one contract, but of all contracts that we are putting together, what is the intake? And then how are these projects, how are these contracts handed out? And are we using templates that make it fast and easy? And we're using a clause library, so we're not reinventing the wheel. So it's more about just how you do it repeatedly over time to make it more efficient. And you can see there are elements that cross over, but the project management is just so much more singularly focused on that one particular project. So there's a difference, but again, there is some commonality between them.
Is there a particular way that the law firm should invest in first? Should they do, or just it depends on what's going on? Is it just one, if it's just one project that they have, they should just do, it should be more project management focused?
Yes. Yeah. I would say, well, law firms, and same for in-house legal departments, they could all benefit from spending time thinking about, are there, what is our process? Can we get leaner and meaner, so to speak? So just looking at all the things that we do, are we doing those efficiently? Are we doing those well? And then when we have actual particular projects that come up, is there a project management process that we can put in place that will allow us to handle that project more efficiently, more effectively? And probably the most important part of all, certainly when I was general counsel, was the cost. Can we get some predictability and some certainty around the cost of complex and large projects? Because those tend to go off the rails. And when a big project, when you have millions and millions of dollars on the line, either in fees or potentially exposure or liability, it doesn't take long before all of a sudden you're looking at, you know, very, very large unexpected bills. And that's a bad place to be. So I think either the law firm and or the in-house legal department could benefit from looking at themselves honestly and trying to figure out, can we improve on either side of that equation, on just lean processes generally and on how we manage projects specifically.
The honesty in being a lawyer, some people would say those two things don't go together.
Yeah, you really, it's not natural, so to speak, because I think, well, I'll just take myself for an example. You tend to overestimate your abilities to do a good job, right? Well, this is easy. I've done a million of these. I can do this. And you tend to just get going. And then you're maybe too far invested. And then you realize, wow, this has kind of gotten out of hand, or it's kind of gotten off track, which brings you back to the need for discipline at the front end to ensure that, you know, you're just thinking of all, there's so many little things you have to think about in any particular legal project. Have you thought about those? How are you going to map those? And what if something changes in your assumption, which almost always happens? It's very rare that any type of legal project, you know, the assumptions that you had on January 1 are the same that you're going to have on December 1. It's just, there's just too much going on. So yeah, that's a hard thing to get over. But I think once you start to do it and you get the discipline, it becomes easier and it certainly becomes better.
Definitely. Well, I think we are out of time, but thank you again, Sterling, for taking your time to speak with us about legal project management.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to ILTA Radio. Subscribe to ILTA's podcasts through iTunes or Podbean and get alerted about new recordings. ILTA Radio, get tuned in.